We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
West Virginia coach Mike Carey discusses his team's NCAA tournament bid. That's coming up right after this.
West Virginia is a special place, but it's the people that make it special.
Honestly, it is the crowd. It's the people.
This is one of the great environments. There are no pro teams in the state of West Virginia. They love West Virginia sports right here.
This is the most underrated fan base in the country.
Grass Resource, state of West Virginia, is not coal. Grass Resource is its people.
Join the climb today at WVUtimeToClimb.com.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the bid.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm just kind of wondering, kind of unique in the sense that you guys are getting ready to go to the NCAAs and like no one's on the team has, you know, played an NCAA tournament game before. Weird at all in that sense, or is this, you know, because of all the protocols and no fans, you know, it's going to be such a different experience. Is it maybe, you know, not that big of a deal at all?
Honestly, I don't think it's that big of a deal at all, because even if some of them had been in the NCAA tournament before, this is going to be like no other. I mean, you get there and you have to quarantine for 48 hours. You have to eat box breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, everything like that. So, and then you can't leave the hotel, and you got to go. You can't even, when you leave the rooms, everybody has to be out, and you have to call somebody to tell them you're coming down to the meal room or whatever, and you have to go as a group. So this is not going to be like any experience they ever had, to be honest with you.
Ryan Pritt.
Hey, Mike, just the general one. What did you think about where you landed in this thing, your seating, and what are the initial thoughts of Lehigh when you look at them?
Well, I thought we would be, you know, anywhere from a 3, 4, 5 seed. So I wasn't surprised with that. Lehigh, that, you know, they have a bunch of shooters. They'll play a 4-out, 5-out. They play combination zones. They'll play a 1-3-1, 2-3 boxing or triangle-on-2. They'll play a little man. So they'll change up a lot. And most of their changing up is in a zone, different looks in a zone. So we'll have to go against that probably a lot of the time. But they have a lot of shooters. They run a lot of stuff. They remind me a little bit of when we used to be in the Big East, play Villanova. some of the sets they run, the curls and the flares and that type of stuff. So we'll have to guard them. We'll have to get out and guard them.
Greg Hunter.
So Bob, Mike, health-wise.
Hey, Greg, you can call me a lot of things. Don't ever call me
Bob. I'll call you that. I've been on too many Zooms. I can't even keep track of who I am. So you're health-wise for you guys, I know Esmeri got hurt Sunday, turned an ankle. And, you know, so her status and any chance Madison Smith can play in the postseason?
I don't know. I mean, I think Esmeri will be fine. KK sprained her ankle too. I think she'll be fine. As far as Madison, I just don't know. I mean, is she getting better? Yeah, but, you know, I don't know if we're going to be willing to put her out there. She's going to get a lot better over this week, and we'll see. We'll see. Now, she wants to play, and she's going to be mad at me and all that. I already warned her mom and dad that she's going to call you and say that she's mad at me, but I'm not going to put her out there unless I feel she's going to be safe. And if I don't feel that way, then she won't play.
Coach, we have a submitted question from Bob Hertzel, just asking about KK Deans and how she played in the Big 12 tournament and just how she took it to another level. How hard is that to carry on to into the NCAA tournament from here?
Yeah, KK plays hard. You know, she has to guard the best offensive player on the other team on the perimeter. And then she gets up and down the floor, and she also can, you know, score. So she plays extremely hard. She has all year. Will she carry it over? There's no doubt in my mind she'll carry it over because she always plays hard. Now, you know, you're not always going to hit your shots. You're always not going to make the best plays all the time. But, you know, players like that always play hard, and it's always positive.
We'll go to Mitchell next.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned Esmeri should be good to go for the NCAAs. I was just kind of looking at some of her numbers. She's got double-digit rebounds and I think six of her last eight games. How much is her work on the boards important to your success?
Oh, it's very important. You know, I thought Esmeri rebound. I mean, even in the Baylor game, I'm going to tell you what, she went up against them players and did a terrific job and boxed them out and rebound and had double-figure rebounds. Now, I thought she did a great job all year, but you're right. It's so important that, you know, we keep people off the offensive boards, and her and Kari, and they do a great job of doing that.
We'll go back to Justin.
Hey, sorry about that. Hey, you're talking about kind of like the old Villanova style. I was looking at it on the stats, and Lehigh's, I think they've shot twice as many threes as they've attempted free throws. I thought that was kind of weird. Just three-point defense will be at a premium here for you guys?
Yeah, that will. You know, when you're standing around – when you shoot a lot of threes, you're not attacking the rim. So, you know, you're not going to get at the foul line that much. But, yeah, we're going to defend the three. But, you know, the other thing is, you know, it can be good or bad. On the misses, there's going to be long rebounds. So our guards are going to have to get involved in the rebounding. And if we do that, then we have opportunities for the fast break, you know, with long rebounds. So if we can get our guards involved in the rebound, a lot of balls are going to come around the top of the key off missed shots. So we got to get those rebounds and then push the break, run them at that time.
Hey, if I could ask a follow-up too real quick, Coach. Obviously, I mean, you guys have been through – I mean, every team has been through so much this year as far as protocols and trying to stay safe. Mm-hmm. Getting to this tournament, you know, if this is the year you guys can break through to the Sweet 16, does that kind of make maybe all this crap that you guys have gone through worth it?
Yeah, I mean, we feel very fortunate that we got a season in. We really do, and we're excited about that. And, you know, all the credit goes to our players and staff and everybody. You know, we've stayed safe throughout the year, and we had nobody sitting out because of COVID, and we didn't have to take a break in the season and all that. So that's a credit to, you know, the whole staff and players. But yeah, we you know, and we're going to be safe down there. So hopefully we can go win some games, and got to shoot the ball better. Our spacing's got to get better. Our spacing was not good the whole tournament. I mean, we won two games, but that's why we didn't score. I mean, we didn't score. We were scoring in the 70s and 80s, and all of a sudden get to the tournament, and we're scoring in the 50s and 60s. And we had too much one-on-one, too much dribbling, not enough spacing, not enough passing, not enough going inside out. So very important we do that. If we don't do that, we're going to struggle to score again down in the tournament.
Ryan Pritt.
Like, I don't know if we're still counting Kazer on the sprained ankle list, too. I know she played three games with one this past weekend, but if you are, that's three of your major rotation players nursing ankles, and I know you've been kind of used to limiting practice all year, so it's something you're kind of used to. Is it more of the same, even more so this week, and do you think the fact that your team's, you know, kind of thrived with limited practices all year, does that help in this situation?
Honestly, I think we need practice. We need to get a couple really good practices in, especially because of our offense right now. I don't like where we are offensively. Everybody's chasing the ball. Everybody's, you know, the spacing's not good. The rotation, the movement's not good. So we really need to iron that out in practice. Now, with that being said, we're not practicing today. I gave them the day off also, and we'll come tomorrow, and hopefully the players with the ankles and that are ready to practice. Now, if they can't go full speed, and then, you know, then that changes practice. So it'll just be, I'll have to play it by ear tomorrow morning.
Greg Hunter.
So Mike, one positive, I guess, out of the COVID and putting everybody in one location is, for the first time in a long time, you don't have to play on an opponent's home court during the tournament, and the whole tournament is going to be neutral site. So your thoughts that, you know, there's no home court advantage finally in a women's tournament.
Yeah. You know what's ironic about this whole thing, Greg, this is the first year we could host. We're in the top 16 seed. Isn't that amazing? and then we would have the advantage, but now, because we can't, you know, nobody's hosting, we don't have an advantage. Like all the other years, you know, I've complained about, this would never happen on the men's side to play on a home floor. And now we have to play on neutral side when we had the advantage. But now I'd rather have every year play on a neutral floor, whether it's, you know, I just think that's fair. In the NCAA tournament, you play on a neutral floor. You don't play on a home floor. That's too big of an advantage.
Greg Carey.
Coach, the fact that Lehigh's only played 15 games total and all of them were within their conference, does it change or impact anything when you scout them? I mean, what kind of an impact does that make?
Well, not a lot of teams in that. They didn't go against a lot of man-to-man. So, I mean, we're having a little bit of a problem finding some people that played a man. But we'll find it. I mean, we're going through every game right now. We got to find what – and – you know, they run a lot of motion. The one game we did find, they run a lot of motion and a lot of curls, a lot of flares, a lot of movement, a lot of basket cuts. So they're going to spread us out. They're going to spread us out. And we know that. We got to talk on defense, get out on the three, sit down. And then when they drive, you know, we still got to stay out. A lot of teams like that, they get into the paint and they jump stop and they turn, they look for people that helped in and they kick it out for threes. So we're going to be disciplined on the defensive side and stay out on the shooters.
Justin, go ahead.
Greg kind of took my question there, but I'll kind of ask it like this. I mean, once you guys, you know, you get 64 teams down there and coaches talk and stuff. I mean, once you guys kind of go through this, do you think there is a possibility that, you know, in the years to come that, you know, even though COVID won't always be here, but do you think there could be the possibility of, you know, keeping neutral site or one site kind of deal for an NCAA women's tournament?
You know, there's been talk about that. There really has. And, you know, maybe hopefully this goes well, and maybe that, you know, we'll continue to do something like this, but, you know, it all becomes a financial thing, and playing on home sites financially makes it better for the NCAA and the schools and all that, but we'll see. And I think a lot of things are going to change even when COVID's over. You know, these Zoom calls and these things, and I think a lot of that will continue. and hopefully playing on neutral site will continue, but we'll see.
And then you were talking about Madison earlier, just to clarify here, she'll travel with you guys out there, or?
We didn't bring her to the tournament till Friday. We kept her here for treatment all the beginning of the week because we could do more for her here than we could down there. So she traveled down there Friday, came back with us on Sunday. She's getting treatment now. But to answer your question, she will travel with us to the NCAA, and we'll see where that ends up. We'll see where it ends up. But I was watching her a little bit yesterday. They were having her with the ball doing a little bit of zigzag, but she's not 100% right now, so we'll see what happens.
Ryan, go ahead.
And Mike, last thing for me, you were talking about your offense and about it needing some work after this past weekend, but on the other side of the coin, defensively, you guys posted some pretty good numbers, and especially talking perimeter defense in the Oklahoma State game really stuck out. So pretty happy with where you are on that side of the ball and pretty confident as you head into this thing?
Yeah, I thought defensively and even on the boards, we did a pretty good job. I mean, even the Baylor game, they were averaging 20-some offensive rebounds a game in that tournament. We held them to 11, and they got two or three of them there at the end. So, you know, I was happy with the boards. I was happy with our defense overall. But our offense, you know, when you get in tournament play, you have to score points, and because teams can score. So we're going to have to score. We're going to have to get back to making the extra pass. We're going to get back going inside out. We got to get some scoring out of Kari. Esmeri needs to touch the ball. You know, everybody needs to touch the ball and save space. And normally when you do that, you know, you're going to score a lot of points. You really are. And our defense needs to create some offense. That's the other thing it needs to do a little bit.
Greg Hunter.
So, Mike, travel question. I assume, first of all, you don't have to load the bus up like you did in Salem days and drive down to San Antonio. But just what's your travel schedule? Do you leave tomorrow? When do you get down there? What do you do when you're there in terms of practice? How often?
Well, Greg, first of all, Salem, we took vans. We never had no bus. We took like two or three vans. And I drove one of them. So, I mean, that's the way it was at Salem. But we don't know yet. To be honest with you, they have not, the NCAA has not called us yet and told us what time we're leaving tomorrow. So until they do that, I mean, I'm sure they're making a lot of people's flying. They're going to use the same planes, you know what I mean, and connections and all that. But we don't know yet what time we leave tomorrow. But we do want to have a practice before we leave. Hopefully we're not leaving at 10 in the morning. That means I'll have to have a practice about 6 in the morning. So hopefully it's later, but because once we get down there, we won't practice that first day. And then hopefully the second day that evening, we'll be able to practice when the test results come back.
And that was West Virginia coach Mike Carey. The Mountaineers will face Lehigh in an NCAA tournament game on Sunday. This is the 11th bid under Carey for the Mountaineers and their first since winning the Big 12 tournament title in 2017. Thanks for listening.